The 5-year-old nephew of the bride was chosen to be in charge of carrying the rings down the aisle. At the wedding rehearsal, he was unusually unruly. He kept leaping out at people, baring his teeth at, and then chasing the flower girls. He growled and snarled as he practiced going down the aisle. He brandished the pillow like a pistol. After a little while, his mother pulled him inside and asked him why he was behaving so badly. He was a little surprised. "But Mom, I'm supposed to act this way. They told me I'm the bear, you know, the ring bear." There's a big difference, isn't there, between being the ring bear and the ring bearer. It may be one of our own challenges to know who we are and who we are not. There's a story about a woman who happened to be alone in the elevator with the famous and very handsome Robert Redford. As the elevator went up, the woman found herself staring uncontrollably at the movie star. Finally, in her nervousness and excitement, she blurted out, "Are you the real Robert Redford?" There was a pause, and then Redford smiled wryly and said, "Only when I'm alone." Redford knew himself, and that takes wisdom. Who are you and who am I? It's important to know who we are and who we aren't. As Christians, sometimes it's hard to look in the mirror and see ourselves clearly. The scriptures today feature two people, John the Baptist and Mary, who knew who they were and who they were not. And they're good examples for us. John, for example, knew that he was not the Messiah. He wasn't going to be the one who would be able to save Israel or bring salvation to people. John knew he wasn't Elijah, nor the prophet who Moses foretold would come either. He knew who he wasn't, but perhaps as important, he knew who he was. He told the delegation from Jerusalem that he was that voice crying out in the wilderness. He was the one Isaiah foretold would come. He was the forerunner, the one who would point others to Jesus. He knew his job, and he did it very well. Mary also knew who she was and who she was not. Our canticle today is Mary's song, the Magnificat. She had been visited by the angel Gabriel, and now she had gone to visit her aunt Elizabeth, who is pregnant with John. When Elizabeth sees Mary, Elizabeth shouts aloud, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And you are blessed because you believed what the Lord told you." And Mary responds with her famous canticle, starting off with, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord." Who is Mary? She is God's handmaid. She's God's servant. When God asks her to do something, she's willing to do it. Whatever it is God wants of her, she's willing to do it. She's willing to mother the child that God creates within her. She knows who she is not as well. She's not one of the world's proud and mighty people. No, she's one of the poor and humble. She's comfortable with her situation because that's where God placed her. Both John and Mary knew who they were and who they were not. So what can we learn from them? Like John, we're not the Messiah. We cannot save people. When people are hurting and needing help, we can offer some physical help. We can offer some comfort and understanding, but the real help that people need is from Jesus. What people really need is a Savior who will save them from their sins. We can tell them we forgive them if they sinned against us. We can offer them understanding for why they may have messed up, but those things about which people are ashamed, you and I cannot offer any lasting help. Guilt says, "I have done wrong," but then shame adds, "and I know that I am no good." And the fact is that everyone has things about which they're ashamed. People need to know that God will forgive them and God will love them even though they have done those things about which now they feel ashamed. People also need a Savior who died for these shameful sins. Not only being saved from sins, people need someone who can reconcile them with God so they can have a relationship with God. We can offer friendship and care, but we cannot fill that void that every human feels within. We cannot fill that space of loneliness that every human feels, particularly in times of distress. We cannot fill it. People need to have a relationship with God so that they know and feel His presence, even in the darkest of times. They need to be able to turn to Him and know Him to be there when nobody else can be there with them. And finally, what people really need is a way to eternal life. And that is only found in Jesus. We all know that nobody gets out of here alive. All of us are going to die. And then what will happen? People need to know the way to eternal life. People need to know who is able to give eternal life. People need to know Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And like John, we are to point people to Him. 200 years ago, there was another man named John, a preacher of extraordinary power and influence in England and America. We know John Wesley, the founder of the Methodists. Surprisingly, however, Wesley was not the most popular preacher of his day. There was a man named George Whitefield who preached to far more many people than Wesley did. He baptized far more people into the kingdom of God. Whitefield at one point in time put Wesley in charge of his growing ministry in England when Whitefield was called to preach in America. Whitefield and Wesley were the best of friends until they had a severe falling out over a difference on doctrine. Because both were well known, their dispute was widely publicized as well. Some months after their disagreement, Whitefield was asked, "Do you expect that you will see John Wesley in heaven?" Whitefield answered, "No." "That's what I thought you'd say," the interviewer said. Whitefield replied, "But you don't know what I mean. I expect Wesley will be so much closer to the great throne than I will be, that I will never see him." You see, George Whitefield was an extraordinarily gracious and humble man. This is the kind of humility that Mary had. Mary never called herself the Queen of Heaven. Some people in the church assigned that title to her hundreds of years later. You see, Mary never elevated herself in any way. Mary called herself the handmaid of the Lord. She calls herself the lowest of servants. There's a sweet humility about her. There's a willingness to do whatever God needs to have done. We, like Mary, can look around and see what needs to be done and do it. And that is the key to this sort of humility. It is the seeing the need around us and then doing it. Sometimes there may be a task that is lowly and simple, but if it needs to be done, then we should do it. Sometimes there may be a task that is difficult, but if it needs to be done, we should do it. We do these different tasks that God places in our lives because, like Mary, we are God's servants. It is what we are supposed to do. It's important to know who we are and who we aren't. We are not the Messiahs. We are not saviors. There's a big difference between being a ring bearer and a ring bearer. May God help us to point people to Jesus, the Son of God, as John the Baptizer did, and to do those simple and lowly tasks like his humble servant Mary did. Amen.
Amen.